listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, trusting him to speak to us tonight. For the next few moments, you're going to hear things you've never heard before. But one thing I'm going to tell you, they're all going to be based on a scripture. And God is going to unlock something in your life. You're going to begin to see life from a different angle. Hallelujah. All the impossibles are going to become possible. Because nothing is impossible with the Lord. Isaiah, if you don't mind, you can turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. I'm not going to take much of your time, but I'm going to try my level best to let the Holy Ghost as I submit to him, to allow me to speak into your life in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, I humble myself as your servant. Dear Holy Spirit, I take my seat. You take over right now and begin to speak to us. I want to hear a fresh word. And I know you are here by your spirit, my God. Speak to us. We came from all over. We're not going to leave the same way we came. In the mighty name of Jesus, take us to the next level of faith in Jesus' mighty name. And the people said, amen. Right now, forget about your bills. Forget about your problems. Forget about a sister that has been talking bad about you in church. Forget about a brother that has not returned your call or has been giving you a dirty look. Forget about that, you know, washing machine that broke down. Forget about that problem in your car. Forget about anything, whatever, lawsuit, pain, anything. Forget about food, dinner, lunch, breakfast. Somebody say hallelujah. For the next few moments, just tune into the glory realm and let God speak to you. And I'm so grateful for the way God has used most of you here to be a blessing to us. You've been a great, great, great support as partners and loyal people. I mean, I could start mentioning names and names, but just not going to the revelation. But you're such a wonderful people. And every time God brings us together, I get encouraged to see you. Just to see you, that's an encouragement. Hallelujah. Some of you have known you for more than 8 years. I remember the first time I came in Augusta, we were at the some hotel somewhere there. I don't even remember the name, whether it was Ramada. Now they've changed names and names and names. Ramada Inn. Thank you, Sarah. That was Ramada Inn. And I came to that place and I traveled with an old couple, Ron and Marge. They still love the Lord. They're retired. They don't travel anymore, but they love the ministry and they're still part of this ministry. And we came here and one of the persecutions I faced was something kept on honking in my car while I'm in my hotel room. And my car had no alarm. The devil was so angry that I came to the city. And we come and begin to honk my car loud. I was driving some Ford Crown Victoria and it had no alarm, but something would just come and honk the car. Boo! And all the people would be mad. I wake up from my sleep and I'll go and try to stop it. And what I decided to do is to tell my friend, take the battery off so we can sleep. Somebody say amen. That was the persecution we faced, but no more. Nobody honks my car. Another time I came to the city and I saw, God showed me in the spiritual realm how the powers of the Mason, the wickedness in the high places had put a blanket over this region. And he showed me how dark it was. And as I came to preach, words that were coming out of my mouth were like bombed, like high level with accuracy, rocks that could penetrate the heavens and break the dark power, the dark cloud. And then when it would break the thick dark cloud over this area, I saw the glory of God, the light could shine through those halls. As I spoke the word pounded the heavens, and there was light beaming down. And then these demons, the powers came and told me, We're going to kill you if you don't stop disrupting our peace. And I told him, there's nothing you can do because the Lord is with me. Somebody say hallelujah. And the devil is a liar. Can I hear an amen to that? There's been things changing. When I came here, it was completely, really bad. But we've been seeing things changing in the spiritual realm over this area. And there's some things God has shown me that have not been released to say yet. But I've shared with some few people that intercede with me. But I believe there is an explosion that's going to hit this city. It's going to shake every territory. You see, what God is doing right now is doing a deep work in the spiritual realm that even the religious leaders don't even know about. And I'll tell you why. Because they might try to stop it. Because sometimes the enemy will try to do something like that. But there's a people that God is working on. You may be going through a lot of persecution, but God is preparing you for the future. What you're going through now is nothing compared to what God is going to do in the future. And I'm here to tell you, as you continue to remain faithful, you're going to participate in everything that God has planned to do in this region for His glory. Because I have a word for the people that are here. Stand firm, don't quit. Maybe nobody knows you. Maybe you're facing all kind of persecution in your life. Know that the Lord is with you and He will see you through in the name of Jesus. And I'm so grateful to see Pastor Peggy because I was there Thursday. We drove and came there Thursday and had a wonderful time. She's so much open to the things of the Spirit. And God, the way He moved in her life to bring that facility she has, I mean 25 acres, that's a large place. And the atmosphere, when God is moving, He's what? He's moving. God could change your story today. I want to encourage all the pastors, men and women of God that are here, continue to stand, continue to deliver what God has given you. Let no devil intimidate you. You are an overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus. The scripture we're going to read here as I deliver the word from heaven is, arise, shine, for thy light is come. It doesn't end there, because what are you going to shine unless you are really in the glory? It says, arise, shine, for thy light has come, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It says in verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Wow. The Heavenly Father does not just do things for the sake of doing them. He has a purpose why He does them. Father, I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name. No believer will represent God unless they're fully submitted to His Spirit. And I'll tell you why. Because unless the Spirit of God reveals to me or to you who God is, we do not know Him. The Bible says, if we know Him, we shall do what? Exploits. Some people try to cast out the devil. The devil laughed at them. This is what the devil said, Jesus we know. And also they said they know His disciple. Then they question these people, who are you? The devil does not play games. Every believer has to submit to the Holy Spirit. It says, yeah, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the visible, radiant manifestation of His presence. When we are in the glory, when we're in His presence, submitted to Him, we shine the light. When we step out of the realm, we stop shining the light. We shine ourselves. And when people look at us, they don't see Christ. They see us. And when they see us, they don't see hope. They see hopelessness. It's the intention of the enemy to turn every believer into a weak, defeated, double-minded Christian. So he can use all your double-mindedness against you to challenge your confidence. Today I'm here to tell you that in the name of Jesus, you're stepping out of that double-mindedness and you're going to have a firm position where you stand in Christ and are not altered or intimidated by anything the enemy does or says. light shines to shut darkness off. He says there's darkness in the world, deep darkness shall rise upon people. But it says his glory shall be upon thee. It says in verse 2, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. God knows that homosexuals are trying to take over America. Give me a break. They want to be your school teachers. They want to be governors, presidents. They want to be everything. And they hate God. One homosexual took the Bible, tore it in pieces. They want to take over everything in America and around the world. That is darkness. Well, don't judge them. No, I'm not judging them. I'm letting you know God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of wickedness. Can I hear an amen to that? Now, if the Lord told Lot nobody should look back, and Lot's wife looked back, she became a pillar of salt. She couldn't bring the corruption from Sodom to the new territory. God cannot stand sin. God cannot look on sin. We may sanctify it and consecrate it as human beings and say it's okay, but we never created God. We as human, we are created. So we can't tell God you are wrong. You should have created us like this. When you see, the Bible doesn't only say darkness, it also says, please listen to this. And this is God speaking to us because we're reading the scripture. He says, and gross darkness, gross word, darkness. It says in the Amplified Bible, dense darkness, all peoples. Wow. So the enemy is trying to infiltrate the church. He's trying to take over the pulpit. Why? Because unless the church endorses something, the enemy cannot push it forward. That's why he tried to use the church in the Roman Empire to push his wickedness. Now he's trying to use the church in America to push his wickedness. Okay, if they think it's okay for them to have homosexuality as a lifestyle, why are they trying now to sue churches for not ordaining or embracing that lifestyle? There's a civil suit against all churches in America, presented by this millionaire, trying to force churches to have to recognize homosexual marriages. Churches are going to have to stand and put their foot down on this. Because the moment you perform that marriage, you become an Ichabod, the glory departs. I'm not afraid to say that. I can say it anywhere I want to say it. I'm not intimidated by the devil because I've seen Jesus face to face. He's more powerful than any devil. We have to fear God. The fear of God must return back in the church, in the house of God. Brethren, I love you and I'm going to pray for you, but I don't want you to go to hell. You saw that young lady that was singing right here? Stand up so they see you. Right? She's in our choir. 2 weeks ago, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, the Lord visited her and took her and showed her hell. And he began to show her Christians in hell, preachers in hell, ministers in hell. And he told her, go tell my servant before you tell the church. And she called my phone screaming. And I knew. Because God has been speaking to me about telling the church to wake up and repent. And the things she shared are real. How choir members, preachers, one preacher she talked about was living in adultery, was teaching that homosexuality is okay, and he was in hell crying and cussing at God. When she shared her testimony, the conviction hit the room. She talked about how the youth being rebellious, going to church just for a routine, not really seeking God. Salvation is a gift, but we don't play with it. The Bible says the soul that sins will perish in hell. I'm not here to tell you that God's going to kill you. No, you are given grace. There's a lot of believers going to heaven. But those who don't take their salvation serious, they miss it. I want you to be blessed, but I want you to make it to heaven too. And that's why I'm going to give you the full course, because God loves you. Thank you. Before I begin to minister, I want to say this. Don't let nobody tell you that Jesus doesn't love you. He loves you very dearly. And that's the same thing he told this young lady. Go tell them, my people, I love them. If they confess their sin, I'll forgive them. If they're struggling, I'll help them. The Lord never put you in the front line to fight the enemy on your own. I show you the things God has given you. From today onwards, you'll never face the enemy in your understanding. Face him with the light. The light is the word of God. Someone said, let your word begin to release into me inspiration, revelation, faith, so I can live. The Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we begin to submit to him and allow his word to marinate us and let it inspire us by faith, his glory is activated. Somebody say amen. When the glory of God is activated, it puts a shield on us. The children of Israel left Egypt to go to the promised land. God did not leave them to go alone, because Moses told the Lord, I'm not going to lead these people unless you tell me who is going with me. What was with him? God himself, his presence. And there was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, symbol of his glory. When they were hungry, food fell from heaven. When they were thirsty, the rock gushed out water. All their needs were met. They did not have a mortgage, and their clothes never ran out, and their shoes never ran out. When you're in the glory, need cannot consume you. Where Jehovah Jireh is, provision is. The Bible said the Lord shall supply my need. He itemizes everything, but he doesn't say according to the riches in Uncle Sam. He says according to riches what? In glory. Can I hear an amen to that? So which means if you have a need, he has already what? Supplied. But you see, what you have to understand, that the enemy wants to put us in a combustion, in a little limitation with our understanding and our thinking. So we put limits on God. But when we open our eyes to see, then we can walk in victory. And I'm going to show you how this works. Because from today onwards, you should never murmur or complain. That's why the Bible says murmuring is sin. Because when you murmur, the destroyer walks in. Neither murmur you like some murmured and were destroyed by what? The destroyer. That's why when those people went to the land to spy on the land, when they saw the giants and they came back, they were wroth at God. God didn't let them enter the land. No, because they were double-minded. That's it. You will not enter the land. But Joshua and Caleb knew God was there. God will not show you a giant to destroy you. God will show you a giant so you can knock him out. Did you hear what I said here? That's why David killed Goliath, because David had killed all these lions and everything. He knew God was with him. He wasn't scared of that giant. Are there some giants in your life? Get ready. You're about to knock them out. One by one. Bam, 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 bam. One of the giants is called debt. I hate debt. I don't like debt. The Bible says if you owe somebody, you're their servant. Somebody says, I want my home paid off. And all my school loans paid off. All my student loans paid off. You know, I'm going to expose that giant called debt, because debt is the way people think. Now they've introduced a system where you graduate from whatever college, they make it easy for you to get a loan, to get a car. But we have people that are testifying that God has given debt-free cars. One woman testified, I was in Boynton at the Marriott in a crusade, and I told people, open your bags. They opened their purses and they said, God is dropping keys. And she said, I believe and I receive. That's all she said. 2 weeks later, I believe it was 2 weeks later, we came from Holy Land in Orlando. When we came back, somebody called and said, come see me. I want to talk to you. So when she went to see this person, the person gave her a 2014 debt-free car. Just gave her the keys and said, this is yours. 2014 debt-free car. You know when she received it? Not when the person gave her the key. No. When she was in a service, when I said, open your purse, God is dropping some keys. She said, I believe and I receive. Now she's driving a debt-free 2014 car. God can do the same for you. Can I hear amen to that? Somebody said, the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I said this with all humility. You are coming out of debt by faith. God is going to teach you step by step. Step by what? When you follow these principles one by one, you're going to be surprised. If you own a property, a home, or anything, I want you to buy a bottle of oil and dedicate that property to the Lord. You will never struggle to make your house payments ever again. Did you hear me? I'll tell you why. Because the Lord will take care of it. God will direct finances to you, and you're going to pay it off. There is a woman in our church. She came and told me her boss gave her a Lexus. Gave her what? A Lexus. And a few weeks later, she came and told me there's something else the boss is going to do for her, but I can't talk about it. It's in process. Some things you don't talk about when they're in process. When a baby is in the womb, you don't expose it until the time has come for the baby to come out. Some of you guys fixing to bless you. He's about to do it. There are people, there is a man. There's a lot of things I could talk about right now, but I'm just going to go back to the teaching. Let me show something here. When the giant cold debt comes, the first thing it does is to intimidate you, to tell you that forever you'll be in debt. Now I'm here to tell you not forever. It's going to take one step at a time. There is supernatural debt cancellation. A woman, her friend, brought a prayer request for her. She owed the IRS $150,000. Now, you know, that's a lot of money, and they could freeze everything. She put that prayer request in a prayer box. Supernaturally, God canceled her debt. When she received a letter from the IRS, they told her, we have forgiven you of this debt. You don't have to pay anything. Now, they don't do that unless God touches them. Another lady, she owed thousands, and I prayed for her. They wrote her a letter apologizing for giving her that kind of bill. Why would the IRS apologize? When you tell the Lord, order my footsteps, he will order your footsteps. When you tell the Lord, I surrender, he will do it for you. I'm going to name four giants that are in your life that must be shut down. The giant called debt will mess up a marriage. How does the devil shut down ministries? Debt. I watched on news when the sheriff and the bank interrupted a church that was holding a conference in Atlanta, Georgia, walked and kicked them out and said, we need this building. And they locked it and kicked people out. The devil is a liar. That will never happen to you because you've stepped in the glory realm. Somebody said, hallelujah. How God loves to be worshipped. No church should close its doors to people coming into worship because they can't pay bills. No. Debt is canceled in the name of Jesus. Yes, money can drop from heaven. That's how money ended up in a fish. That's how money ended up what? In a fish. Because the Lord put it there. One time God told me, never worry about finances ever again. And I was questioning what he was saying. I had to repent. Because you got to remember this, God doesn't force himself on you. He speaks a few words. Most people don't know how to hear God's voice. He doesn't have to explain to you how he's going to do it. All he's going to say, one word, and you simply believe. Simply what? Believe it. That's all. That's what I told an engineer, 7 years, never employed, couldn't find a job. He was talking to me like, you could see, he has a degree in English, also Italian, and did you say Italian and Spanish? French. engineering and what? Masters in business and engineering degree. 4 languages. Can't find a job for 7 years. Came to the service where the glory was present. I told him, you are hired on Saturday. Monday, he gets interviewed by the owner of an engineering company. Listen to this. This is what the engineering company, you know, the owner doesn't read resumes, just throws them in the trash. But when favor is on you, you deal with the top brass. Let me share this. Death comes to shut your prayer life down, shut your praise down, mess your marriages up, shut your will to fight down, and it comes to intimidate you. That's Goliath. When you're in debt, you will take extra unnecessary hours working overtime and die early. Because you couldn't even take time off because you have to pay this, you have to pay this. It's okay to work, but you are not a slave. You're a daughter and child of God. You can't be working 20 hours. What are you trying to pay? Can I hear an amen to that? Look at somebody, neighbor. The heavens are open over my life. I believe and I receive it. The second giant I'm going to expose to you as a believer that you need to deal with is the spirit of loneliness. Loneliness is a giant that comes to attack your confidence in God. Because you have to understand this, that there's a lot of people that are married that are very lonely. Extremely married and extremely lonely. Our life is fulfilled in intimacy with God. When that intimacy with God is removed, nothing can fill the void. You could pray for 8 hours and leave the same. Let me tell you why. Because it's not sacrifice that opens the heavens. It is surrender that opens the heavens. And I'll tell you why. God loves sacrifice. But it says obedience is better than what? Surrender is a sign of obedience. When we obey God, listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is a gentleman, but he speaks. Listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Study to hear what he's saying and act on it. When I walk into the meeting, I follow his instructions. I walked in here like the pastor was saying, Aria, the enemy attacked the sound. I'm not going to pay attention to him. I'm going to do what God is telling me to do. He's not here. He left a long time ago. God's angels drove him out. Can I hear him into that? Let me show you clearly from the scripture how God works. When you're intimate with the Lord, he's right there with you. Nothing else matters but him. Nothing else matters but what? Him. You begin to see things from the eyes of God. You begin to hear and analyze things from his perspective. There is no worry when you're in his presence. When we come to the place, the Bible says, Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How is his will going to be done here on earth as it is in heaven unless the Spirit of God is in control? Let him steer his sheep up. Let him direct your footsteps. So when the Spirit of God is over your life and is speaking to you and you can hear and you're in an open heaven, nothing can hinder you. You are right there and you're breaking through and things are happening for the glory of God. Now, when loneliness is there, you miss the timing. And when timing is missed, what comes? The flesh tries to reactivate and make things happen. That's why I see some revivals that hit regions leave, but people are still thinking it's there because the leaders or the people that are orchestrating it have designed some systems to make it look like it's happening. And people come to realize later that God already left, but it is too late. Let me tell you why. Because sin comes in. And when sin comes in, this is very important for you to understand this. When the sin comes in and you don't confess it, the Lord leaves. But he doesn't take the gifts. because the gifts are defiled too. But when we confess our sin, he returns and purges us from all iniquity. Holiness activates the glory. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He never said be perfect. He said, be ye holy, for I am what? Holy. Rain comes down to everybody. But intimacy will cost you a lot of things. And when you're intimate with the Lord, your perception changes. The way you see things, what? Changes. Your language changes. And fear becomes a nuisance. I walked into a hospital. You gotta hear this testimony. A woman had been attacked by a high-level voodoo curse. One bump on her body began to itch. She scratched it. Another one bumped up. She scratched it. They rushed her to the hospital. It was spreading all over her body. They gave her injections, did everything. They did not know what they're dealing with. Her body all bumps all over. And she was swelling. They said, we can't fix this. They sent her to a nursing home. Sent her to die. Her daughter called. I sent a team of intercessors to go there to pray with her. She called again. I went to the hospital. I walked in. I couldn't believe what I saw. This woman comes to church. I never seen her like this. Her body was swollen and she had bumps all over her body. Worse than smallpox, worse than chickenpox. It was all over her body. She's there. When I walked in, I didn't even ask questions. I ran away, attacked that spirit of death. I took authority over it in the name of Jesus. And this woman with a loud voice said, yes, in Jesus' name. I knew she'd been waiting for somebody to agree with her. The woman walked in and agreed with her. The heavens opened. All her skin was restored. And she was discharged. What doctors could not do, the Lord did in a split moment. Glory to God. This woman was delivered by God. Her testimony is so powerful that the devil got so jealous because she happened to be on a metro bus, fell and snapped her neck. And she happened to be in the service. The Lord fixed it right there. She had a cervical collar and they took it off. I took it off and God fixed it right there in front of everybody. When we're in his presence and we see things the way God wants us to see them, everything changes about our lives spontaneously. We no longer murmur and complain, but we give God praise for what he's doing. Now listen to this. Another giant that God wants to remove from you is the giant of this world. The mind of this world, the corruption of this world. We think like the world, but we yet want to walk in the same victory that the disciples, the apostles walked in. No, it can't happen like that. We have to walk. We have to think like him. Everybody say, I must think like him so I can walk like him. Now, there is no power, there is no problem, there is no condition that is permanent. Your problem is a stepping stone. You have overcome it already because God has spoken. Let me show you how it works. When the enemy comes in like the flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises what? A standard. When the glory of God is revealed or is manifest, it puts a shelter or a protection around you. So when you're protected, when the demons come, they see no access. So what they do is to coerce you to walk out of that protection, which I call the zone. Everybody say, I'm in the zone. The Holy Ghost zone. Not a Puff Daddy zone. Not a Nick Minaj zone. Not a twerking Miley Cyrus. Miley virus. I'm in a Holy Ghost zone. Somebody say hallelujah. Not in a virus zone. Jesus is says, I'm the Prince of Peace. Why do you stress? If he is the Prince of Peace, why are you stressing today? Men ought to praise the Lord and not stress. The world is stressing, you should not stress. The world is depressed, you should not be depressed. You see, the prince of the world, the first thing it does is to blind the believer. You put limits on God, and you put limits on God, you begin to set limitation for yourself, because we cannot limit him, but we limit ourselves. And God says, surrender to me. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavily, I'll give you rest. God never said, come, I'll give you depression. He said, come, I'll give you what? Rest. You can only rest in his presence. You could buy the most expensive pillow advertised on TV. It will not fight restlessness. It's when God's presence is present that you rest. When we sing that word, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You have to know that he's the assurance of your future. It's not your uncle, it's not your cousin, but him. Him. A woman came to my office crying. I've been fired from my job. Ooh. I told her, stop crying. I prayed. I told her, they're going to call you back. She didn't even believe what I was talking about. I said, they're going to call you back. The next service, she came smiling like this. Praise the Lord, they called me back. And they give me a raise and more hours. I say, okay, believe and receive. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. Don't listen to him. Don't pay attention to him. Pay him no mind. Pay it to Jesus. Give the Lord all the attention. This woman called. I mean, she testified Wednesday. God has done two supernatural bill pay for her. The first one was a lighting bill, over $3,000, supernaturally paid. She testified about it. God did more for her. She came again and said, I went to the lighting, to the water bill to pay my bill. When I went there, they told me somebody came and paid your water bill, so you don't have to pay for it. Somebody just came and paid for this bill. How many of you know God is going to give his angels charge over us? And I remember that I was preaching in the service. I said, some of you, you're going to go to pay your bill, and they're going to tell you somebody just came and paid this bill. Why? Because God's angels are going to go and pay the bill. You say, how? They could take on a physical form and go take care of business. Yes, they can do it, because they did it before. They can do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The Bible is a living word. It doesn't die. It is not a history. This is not history. This is present. The same God that moved with Elijah can move right now. The same God that moved on Philip can move right now. The same God that walked on the sea can move right now. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The fourth man appeared in the fire. The king said, I put in three. Where the fourth one come from? From the glory realm. Can I hear an amen to that? Somebody say hallelujah. Tell the devil, you a liar. I am not alone. God is with me. He knows me. He knows my name. Glory to Jesus. Do you know that the devil cannot touch you because God is present? Otherwise, he would have killed you a long time ago because you refuse to serve him. You're serving God. That devil is a liar. God says, I'll give my angels charge over you. He has put his angels to be in charge over you. There's some things you can't fix that God can fix. That's why when you talk like this, people are going to think you lost your mind. I'm being honest with you. They're going to think you're crazy. Well, crazy is good if this is crazy. Give me some crazy. Hallelujah. I need double portion crazy. She testified on Wednesday, 3 days ago. She testified. Her bill was paid because she believed. The next few moments, I'm going to begin to speak things. Right where you're in your seat, you're going to receive. Just say, I believe and I receive. And you're going to receive it right there. right there. When I came to preach in Pastor Peggy's church, the building was small. And while I'm there, I began to see big land, big building. And I spoke it. She believed it. Now she got it. Can I hear amen to that? Somebody said, Lord, take care of me right now. I want more and more and more of you in my life. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. God is going to do what he has purposed to do. I remember I went to, I had an interview with Sid Roth. Some of you know who Sid Roth is. And I went, we were having dinner with Sid Roth. And I saw Sid Roth on TBN. He had tried his level best to get on TBN. And they kept on denying his show. And I told him, I see you on TBN. He said, what? I said, yeah. I see you on TBN and your show is reaching many people. I spoke that to him. As we speak today, he's on TBN and it's all over. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. A few years later, God took me to his office in the spirit. He took me and I saw what was happening around his office or his ministry, and I called him and told him exactly this and this was going on, and this is what you're supposed to do. And he was shocked. And I prayed. There's things that God will do for us without even us knowing. God will wake up an intercessor in China, in Indonesia, bring your face to them and have them pray for you without you knowing, because God cares for you. Can I hear amen to that? When we are in his presence, all our needs are met in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God loves us and he wants to take care of us. A woman had an A straight student. This daughter is an A straight student, teenage girl. Somebody put a curse on her. She lost her mind and became insane. They told about this church where they pray for people. So she brought her daughter. She don't even know what this thing is all about. Her daughter came and said, my daughter's lost her mind. I said, what? So I prayed. I said, may God give you a complete turnaround. Bring your mind back. The daughter had lost her mind and the school had kicked her out. After prayer, she's back in school. And God gave her a 360-degree turnaround. Just like that. When we walk in the glory zone, the impossible become what? Possible. That's why people lose weight supernaturally. We have some people that have lost over 50 pounds. That's why hair grows instantly. That's why people are receiving body parts put back in them. One lady went to the surgeons, took something out of her. Her prayed for God, put another one right there. And she went and the doctor saw it when they took the x-ray and said, who put it there? Are you going to ask? Of course the creator can put organs back that they took out. I mean, he never stopped to be a creator. He's still a creator yesterday, today, and what? And forever. Please give me a few minutes. I gotta say this. Once you think like the world, you under the control of the giant. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. If you think you're broke, you'll be broke forever. But if you think you're blessed now and forever. Can I hear an amen? Let me say this. I feel like preaching. I've been teaching, but I feel like preaching. Let me say this. Some of you here, you've been talking negative. You talk broke. You think broke. You love being broke. I'm here to tell you, it is over now in Jesus' name. You're not going to like it anymore. Hallelujah. Your appetite is changing in the name of Jesus. God is just giving you an upgrade. Get ready for that. Hallelujah. Look at somebody. Things about to happen in my life, and I'm ready for them. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm about to make room. Some of you have, Lord, give me one bedroom house. I give you praise. You can't fit in a one bedroom house. You need six bedroom. Hallelujah. Raise your faith level. I say, raise your faith level. Glory to God. You need a bigger kitchen. You need a bigger oven. Hallelujah. So you can feed some people. Glory to God. Your food pantry is going to... No. You say, Lord, I am ready. Somebody say, I'm ready for it. I want it now. Now. Take a deep breath. I believe and I receive. Say it again. Say one more time. The fourth giant I'm exposing as I wrap up is the spirit that doesn't want you to let go of the past. Everybody say, the past is the past. And I'm not in it anymore. God has brought me here because the future is better than the past. All the mistakes we made cannot stop God from blessing us. You have to let the past go. You should never regret or think about your past mistakes. God knows you're human, and he helped you not get destroyed by your mistakes. Love him anyway. He knows you have issues. He still loves you and is willing to help you. What he wants you to do is to trust him. When you trust him, he will fix it. The giant, the scripture exposed it. Says in verse 4, lift up thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be announced at thy side. Now, once you turn to verse 5, it says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. When the light begins to shine, the past is not welcome. When we started a revival, when God started a revival in Derry Beach, where we have a revival, it went on for 100 plus days. And from there, when the hurricane came, I prayed and God did not let it touch down. It went the other direction. They had forced an evacuation. So people evacuated. So we had to stop the service for a few days. Mandatory evacuation. So, but the hurricane didn't touch down. When it came to South Florida, it just passed by, went to North Carolina, caused the flood. It wasn't a hurricane, but the flood came what? To North Carolina, because we were seeking God and there was a perimeter put around that area of glory so the hurricane could not touch down. Can I hear me into that? Yeah. It's been 7 years, no hurricane has touched down in South Florida. Now listen to this. I'm going to share something very powerful for you to hear and to understand. As God speaks to us right now, while I'm in that area, miracles, a lot of miracles were happening. We came back, continued, began to do 3 days. Now we do once, because I have to travel, so I do it once a week. Listen to this. While we are there in the glory, in the presence of God, thick, mighty things happening right now as I speak to you. The day the revival was launched, the city mayor sent his representative and announced that as a day of revival and power evangelism. Officially. Somebody say, the kings shall rise to the brightness of the light. The things God will begin to do in your life for his glory that you have nothing to do with. She has another testimony to you. During one of the services, we received a letter from the governor of Florida recognizing what God is doing in this revival. You got to fear God. God has to be feared. God has to be what? Feared. Because he knows how to bless his children. I got two more things to say before I pray for you. The past is the devil's, all the mistakes. Now there's some the good things that happened in the past. Talk about them. Everybody said, all the good things that happened in my life, their testimonies and their bad experiences, they're stepping stones. Stop building and talking about the past. It's not for you. Ministers, leaders, believers, you have a great God. You have what? A great God. Embrace Him. He's very kind. He's very tender. He's very gentle. Just make time for Him. A woman came to the service with a heart. And she took it off and said, "See, see." And I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw no hair in the middle. There was hair around, but no hair what? And she said, "Pray for me." You know very well, that's a shocker itself. I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command this hair to grow." 2 weeks later, she came to testify. I believe it was 2 weeks, yeah. And she said, "God put it there. It's all back." And she showed the people. You know, God used people like Catherine Coleman and several other people in this land. When they traveled and ministered in unusual ways, He's still here and He wants to deliver His children. And you have walked into the glory zone. When you go back home, turn your house into a place where God is comfortable. I know your heart is beautiful, you love the Lord, but change the atmosphere in your house. Change what? The atmosphere. In your house, start changing it. That's all you gotta do. Start changing the atmosphere in your house. Do you know we have people testifying, God giving them repairs in their property, God doing plumbing jobs for them? Supernaturally, somebody had a problem with their plumber and God fixed it. The draining system works properly, no more problems. I mean, when the presence of God comes, God will fix things. We have people's phones that were not working, electronic gadgets working again. Without even a mechanic looking at it. We talk about cars being fixed. We talk about people, not only people losing weight or gaining, some people want to gain weight, which is weird, I mean. I'm doing this service, I'm praying for to lose weight. Somebody says, "I don't want to lose. I want to gain." Stand up, Milka. She wanted to gain. How much you gained? Instantly. We had a weight measure right there and God gave us 10. He just, pop, okay, you want it? Thank you. So if you came wanting to gain, I talked about it, so you get ready for that. But I bet a lot of people may think different from that. So if you want to lose, God will take some off in Jesus' name. But I got to say this, and I literally turn your house into a place where God is, the angels of God come to your house. Keep, everybody said, "My house is demon-free zone." Maybe you have a kid that is crazy, pagan, whatever it is. Tell them, "This is my house. Don't play junk music here. No devil music in my house. I pay the bill." Can I hear me into that? Take demonic posters out of your house. You don't need Godzillas and vampires in your house. You got the Holy Ghost in you. "Oh, but I don't want my child to run away." No. If you stand for the Lord will stand for you. God will help. You don't. God gave you the child. You don't want a child to go to hell. You don't want your teenager to go what? There's some video games they play, throw them out. They don't need those devils in your house. I pay the bill, this is my house. You bring a friend to my house, keep the doors open. Don't bring friends in the house when I'm not there. "Oh, you're too controlling." No, I'm not controlling. I gotta make sure the house is a place where God is comfortable. "As for me and my house, we shall serve what?" "Well, I go to church, I love the Lord, and my kids don't wanna listen." Well, listen to this. If they live in your roof, you set the rules. Don't pay rent. Don't pay a light bill. I pay. I go to church. We go to church. I read the Bible. We read the Bible. I serve the Lord. We serve the Lord. Can I hear amen to that? It's time for you to take your family back. It's time for you to take your marriage back. I feel like preaching. Can you give me 1 minute to preach? Tell the devil, God gave me this child. You can't put your hand on them. It is my child. It's my daughter. Can I hear me into that? One father came from his job and he's backing up a 2,000 pound Dodge, whatever those, is it a Dodge? What is a Dodge? What? The Charger? What is it? A Charger? What is Dodge? Challenger? Charger? Challenger? Whatever. The big one. And he backed up over his son. Now imagine riding. You backed over your son, and he didn't see. Began to scream. The child went boom, died. Call my phone. I said, in the name of Jesus, death depart. And helicopter flew in. They called a helicopter, flew in. It took this child to the hospital. God brought the child back to life. As we speak now, the child is bouncing everywhere, running up and down, alive. That happened here in America. God can stop the devil in transition and change the story for you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. It's what I told the devil. I presented the child to God. Take your dirty hands off that soul. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. When God gives you children, present them to the Lord and tell the devil, you can't touch my child. You a liar. Everybody say, he's a liar. Maybe they're smoking. God is going to deliver them from smoke. One parent came to a crusade I had at a convention center in the month of September. And I said, your son is coming back home. The child had rebelled, left the parent, left the house. The child came back home on their own. Hallelujah. One other woman, God gave me a word and I prayed against the devil's plan. Fire came and the house caught fire while the sun was sleeping. The fire was everywhere and the sun came out with no fire, no smoke on them. Hallelujah. The fire marshal said, you are really lucky. No, you're not lucky. You're blessed. Glory to God. Do you know another woman I prayed for and a fire burnt the apartment next door but did not touch the house. Sometimes you see, God will reveal things supernatural. The enemy has planned against you to crush. They're canceled and they're crushed in the name of Jesus. The enemy's plan has been what? Canceled. Yeah, you gotta hear this very well, brother and sister. You as a believer, you have authority that the devil doesn't want you to exercise. When you complain, you are not firing weapons. You are just putting weapons down. When you praise God, that means you're firing on the enemy. We praise him and we declare him. Hallelujah. Begin to announce and say that I'm out of debt before you see it. And you're going to see it in Jesus' name. Begin to announce that I'm free from depression. You're going to find yourself free from depression. Begin to announce that I'm not afraid. And you're going to see you're no more afraid. The Bible said the righteous is bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursueth them. You are the righteous of God. Hallelujah. I went to sleep. I woke up. I saw a demon standing by my door. Ugly. Praise God, the devil is ugly. I said, go! In Jesus' name. It left right there. Wrong place, wrong address. Get lost. Glory to Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact he's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study his word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch.